Harper Audio presents The Whispers in the Walls by Sophie Cleverly, read by Sarah Ovens. Prologue. My name is Scarlet Grey, and until today, I thought I would be lost forever. I was taken away from Rookwood School in the dead of night, locked away in an asylum and given a new name. They told me I was crazy. They told me I'd imagined everything that had happened. Everyone else forgot about me. Everyone but my twin sister, Ivy. I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought I was seeing my reflection on the other side of the window, and then she moved. She put her hand up against the glass. For a minute, I just stared. Our eyes met through the window, and I held up my own hand, a perfect mirror image. I was saved! Throwing the doors open, I ran outside, Nurse Joan calling after me. I skidded to a halt and hurled my arms around my twin. Ivy, is it really you? She looked back at me and immediately burst into tears. Maybe I should have cried too, but I couldn't. I'd never been so happy. I could have flown off the ground at that moment. She'd found me. I was being rescued. I was getting out of the asylum. I was free. So instead, I laughed. I laughed and I span my sister round until she had no choice but to laugh through her tears, and we both collapsed by the pond in a heap. "Oh, Scarlet," she sobbed. "Miss Fox told me you were dead. I believed her, I really did. Father believed you were dead too. But then I found your diary and I pieced it all together. But still, I never thought..." I realised then that we weren't alone. The nurse and the secretary had stepped outside. But that wasn't all. "Miss Finch!" I jumped up. "Why are you here?" My old ballet teacher was staring at me, happiness and shock mixing in her wide eyes. "Hello, Scarlet," she said. She ran a hand through her red hair and exhaled loudly. "I can't believe this. You are alive. I think I need to sit down." I guided her to a bench and she sank down awkwardly. "When I get hold of my mother..." she muttered.
"Her mother?"
Ivy clambered up from the ground, still shaking and clearly torn between smiling and sobbing.
"We'll get you out of here," she said.
Reality came crashing down around me. What if the doctors wouldn't let me go? What if they still thought I was insane? I turned to my twin.
"Did it all really happen?" I asked quietly.
"All of it. Violet scheming, the fight on the rooftop, Miss Fox taking her away?" Ivy stared back at me for a moment, and then she nodded. "All of that, and more." Miss Finch went back inside with the secretary. I almost tried to stop her going, half worried that they'd persuade her to leave me here, but she said she would set things right and get me discharged. Ivy and I sat shoulder to shoulder on the bench next to the pond. It was just like we'd done so many times at our Aunt Phoebe's house when we'd stayed there as children, long before Ivy went to live with her. Once I'd convinced her that I was all in one piece, Ivy told me everything that had happened. I learned about how she'd been forced to go to Rookwood and pretend to be me, the hunt for the diary entries, her new friend Ariadne, evil, money-hungry Miss Fox and her secret daughter, Miss Finch. For the first time in my life, I was speechless. When she'd finished, I was gaping like one of the goldfish. Finally, I managed to say something.
"You know what this means?"
"What?" she said.
"I'm a genius! My plan actually worked! You found the trail I left you!"
Ivy gave me a withering look. "You're the genius," I grinned. "What's happened to you?" she asked, her face suddenly slipping back into concern. "This place, I can't imagine." I wasn't ready for that question. I frowned, feeling sick. Despite everything, I was free. That was all that mattered now, wasn't it?
"Please," she insisted. "I need to know."
A thought occurred to me. In the pocket of my horrible regulation grey smock, I had something that could answer all her questions. Wordlessly, I handed it over. "I am insane. At least, that's what they tell me. I didn't believe it at first. Of course I wasn't insane. I knew what I'd seen. Her name was Violet, and Miss Fox made her disappear. I was there. I'd written it all down, hadn't I?" Doubt crept in. They said I was having delusions, that I'd dreamt up a scenario on a rooftop where a teacher...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?